Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is August 2nd, and this is Jesse Steele. So, first thing I want to talk about is Mammoth Hospital. That's right. Have you seen their Elevate program? This is really cool. Elevate Your Health is what they're calling it. Let me read you their mission statement. Our mission is to improve the health of our community through facilitating positive lifestyle choices, cultivating proactivity, resilience, and growth, and empowering ambassadors to engage their own families and circles of impact. Many of the lifestyle choices that we make, such as the food we eat, the ways we move, how we unwind, and the relationships we keep, play a key role in our health and well-being. Through these behaviors, we can prevent, slow, or even reverse illness and chronic conditions, and we can optimize quality of life and performance. Our purpose is to bring community members together and improve health and vitality through supporting positive lifestyle choices and foundational pillars of health. So, what's a pillar of health? We consider mental well-being, movement, nutrition, and social support to be foundational pillars of health, and we offer educational classes and resources in these areas to support a healthy community. Whether you're facing a new diagnosis, going through a life change, coping with a chronic condition, or striving for peak performance, we are here to help you. So if you go to elevatemammoth.com, you can find schedules of classes, everything from classroom heart saver first aid, CPR and AED instruction, to guided meditation, walking and fitness circuits, joint replacement and preparation, move to improve, just a strength circuit about getting out and moving, prenatal yoga. I mean, there's so many really cool things that they're doing, and these are all courses that you can sign up for. And your course and class purchases go toward making service accessible and affordable for all members of the community. Please do not let finances stop you from elevating your health. We have programs in place to help you access the information, care, and support that you need. If you have a financial challenge, please contact them so they can assist you with enrolling in services. So, you'll be able to find these ads at Eastern Sierra Now for this information, or go to elevatemammoth.com where you can check all this out. This is a great way to restart your life, get going in the right direction. I just turned 40, and that is exactly what I'm doing. So, I'm going full keto. It's going to suck because I'm about 75% made up of Taco Bell, so it's going to be hard. But this is a good way to go. This is some stuff. I'll be checking this out for sure. So, go to elevatemammoth.com. So, speaking of Mammoth and Mono, Mono County and the town of Mammoth Lakes launch READY, that's capital R-E-A-D-Y, Mono Emergency Preparedness Portal, evacuation exercise planned for Trails neighborhood. Over the next week, Christopher Mokrasik, I hope I got that right, Interim Director of Emergency Management, is slated to introduce Mono County's new Emergency Preparedness and Response Portal to the Mammoth Lakes Town Council and the Mono County Board of Supervisors. READY, with all capitals, Mono, ready.mono.ca.gov, is designed to provide residents and visitors with emergency, readiness, response, and recovery resources and share real-time information and critical updates before, during, and after an emergency or natural disaster. READY Mono is one-stop shop for timely, accurate information related to local emergencies, said Director Mokrasik. Whether it be a wildfire, extreme weather event, or a global pandemic, READY Mono is the go-to resource for readiness, response, and recovery. Residents and visitors are encouraged to visit the READY Mono portal to sign up for emergency alerts. Mono County utilizes a cloud-based public alerting and residential safety tool that allows government agencies to send geo-targeted urgent alerts to subscribers. Enable your smartphones for IPAWS, I-P-A-W-S, the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System is the Federal Emergency Management Agency's integrated wireless emergency alert and warning system. Find your zone. Zone Haven is an interactive app-based software system that provides real-time updates on local emergencies to communicate with targeted communities as it relates to evacuation orders. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management is coordinated with the town of Mammoth Lakes. We'll be conducting an evacuation exercise in the Trails neighborhood on Wednesday, August 10th, between the hours of 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. The Trails neighborhood neighborhood centers around Wagon Wheel Road off Meridian Boulevard on the east end of town. The purpose of the exercise is to utilize public safety communication platforms, responds to and manages a multi-agency incident, and to the test in real time the Zone Haven evacuation system. Residents of the Trails neighborhood are being notified of this training exercise via email, hand-delivered letters, and social media. And on EasternSierraNow.com right now. So if you live in the Trails, it is a test. Don't think they're zombies, all right? They are testing this. If you would like to see all of this information in Spanish, we have also posted that at EasternSierraNow.com. Well, sounds like a pretty good thing. Definitely want to get that on your phone. So like with the flash floods, they came out all the time the last couple of days, and that was pretty helpful. Speaking of flash floods, I haven't gotten any new information yet, but there are more storms in the near future. So they are kind of trying to just prepare for the worst and get through it. So you might not be able to get to some of your favorite places right now, especially in Lone Pine and Death Valley and going across the mountains that direction. So the Whites. So just be prepared. Find another way around if you have to go, and stay out of those situations until it can be properly cleaned up and repaired. The Mammoth Chamber Power Lunch is going to be Tuesday, August 16th, for an update from Mammoth Mountain. Tom Hodges, Vice President of Mountain Development at MMSA, will walk us through the upcoming project at the mountain and also discuss long-term plans. For more information, you can go to EasternSierraNow.com. It is $25 or unless you're a member. That's right, for the Power Lunch. There is a cool event going on called Women in Business. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. At the next Women in Business meetup, we will be discussing boundaries in the workplace, how to set them, how to keep them, and how to create a healthy work-life balance. Join us at Devil's Creek Distillery, August 25th at 5 p.m. for a complimentary tasting, light apps, and discussion. Wine and non-alcoholic beverages will be served. More information is at EasternSierraNow.com. With that, I'd like to talk about High Point Solar really fast. So Amy with High Point Solar will be a part of this Women in Business course. I don't know many people better than her at running a business. So you definitely want to check that out. There's so many cool things going on with High Point Solar that I wouldn't even be able to talk about them all right now from what I'm being told and what's going on, but they've got an electrician's license, contractor's license, solar license. I mean, there's nothing they can't do to your house to get you straightened up and on solar. There really is some issues with the climate, and we as human beings have pushed ourselves too far. Sure, there's a lot of stuff going on that always goes on. The earth is a giant roller coaster. It goes up and down, that's true. As far as climate goes is what I'm talking about. Because if the earth went up and down, we would all be extremely dead. So I'm talking about the environment, the climate. But we have accelerated this process through fossil fuels, through name it, we've done it. We're ridiculous. Overusing of our resources. I mean, it's pretty bad. So if everybody would just step on board with something like putting solar on your house. Now, listen to me. This isn't a political issue. For those of you that have been told over the years, well, solar, that's for the liberals. It has nothing to do with that. You've just been told that because they are trying to push you in one direction to vote their way, whatever they are being done. And they, of course, are being lobbied and given money by big gas, big petroleum, places like that. Things that people that are making money off of us destroying our habitat. So if you just put solar on your house, you will make such a giant difference as far as how much fossil fuels are being used on the planet. There's a reason other countries are putting it, like France, for instance. If you build a new structure, it either has to have a garden or a solar array on top of it. This is just common sense, people. The sun is right there. It is ready to give us energy. And you know what? The sun never gives you an electric bill. Think about it. So you get that in. Yeah, sure, you pay for the price of a small used car to get the solar panels put on your house, but you pay it off just like you would a small used car. As soon as that's done, you've got 30 years of free power coming into your house where you don't have to pay for things. So if you have electric dryer, you have electric water, you have electric everything in your house, electric water heater, you're not paying for propane or kerosene or whatever you're using to run that. The sun is doing everything for you. Not only are you saving money in your pocket, but you are saving the environment in turn. So call High Point Solar today, 760-937-5849. Ask for Amy, and she will get you signed up. It's a free quote, by the way, free quote. And if you mention that you heard this on Eastern Sierra Now, Amy and Scott will give you $250 off your purchase with High Point Solar. So you want to check that out, highpoint-solar.com. So there's a new governmental affairs newsletter that's been coming out. Ken Bringle with the Mammoth Lakes Chamber has more information about that. If you're interested, you can click on him at the link at easternsierranow.com to find out more. But an effort to keep Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce members better informed concerning our advocacy and governmental affairs activities, we are beginning to produce a new exclusive governmental affairs newsletter. The first edition went out last week, and interested members should contact, again, like I said, Ken Bringle for details. You can link to him at easternsierranow.com. You want some free COVID-19 home tests? Mono County Public Health has COVID-19 home tests they are offering the business community. They even offer delivery. So for details, reach out to Jennifer Burrows, Deputy Director of COVID Operations and Infection Preventionist, 760-709-6765. That's J Burrows, B-U-R-R-O-W-S at mono.ca.gov.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors: Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com and don't forget to download our mobile app, Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.
This year's California Competes Tax Credit, CCTC, application period is underway, and the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, GoBiz, has up to $85 million in tax credits available to award businesses that want to locate in California or stay and grow in the state. I'll be clicking on that myself, and you should too if you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business. That's a great idea. Look, you can get some tax credits there, so I'll be clicking on that myself. What else is going on with Mammoth Chamber? The California Wildfire and Forest Resilience Task Force Science Advisory Panel is hosting a survey to understand stakeholder and perspectives on improving forest health and community resilience to wildfire in the Sierra, Cascade, Inyo region. At present, the East Sierra subregion response rate is low. Boo. Help represent our area and encourage others to do the same. Participate in the survey is voluntary, of course, and anonymous, but they need that to help decide what's going to happen. So if you want to see some changes in our forest structure and the way things are done and help prevent fires, well, say something. All you got to do is click on this at easternsierranow.com. Click it, and that will help. Municipal election will be held on Tuesday, November 8th, for the purpose of electing 3 members to the town council. The council members presently occupying these offices are Linda Salcido, who is now going to be the Mono supervisor, Kirk Stapp, and John Wentworth. Here's the details for the office. It's a 4-year term, pays $735 a month, must be a registered voter, and reside within the town of Mammoth Lakes. I think that would be a great idea for anybody that is civic-minded and wants to help make a difference. difference. Nomination papers will be available from the town clerk by appointment starting on Monday, July 18th, and it's going to keep going until August 12th. So we're already halfway through this. For filing nomination papers is the deadline for filing nomination papers is 5 p.m. Friday, August 12th. Citizens interested in running for a seat on the town council are encouraged to contact the town clerk, Jamie Gray, at 760-965-3602 for further information. So that's pretty great. You guys should get out there and do that. You know what else you should do? Head over to easternsierranow.com and subscribe to our email list. For some reason, it has gone down 3 people. I don't know what's going on there. So we need to get this going back up. We need to hit 1,000 people. Like I said, copper top dinner for 2. If we get to 1,000, I will pull a name out of our list, and whoever gets that randomly will get dinner for 2 at copper top on me. So make sure you do that. And while you're doing it, the hottest ticket going right now is our app. You need to get it. Head over to your app store, whether it's Android, whether it is Mac, Apple, Mapple, whatever you want to call it. You can get that there, Eastern Sierra Now. Download the app. It's free. And from there, you get all of the information. We get out all the stories we post instantly. We found out about the flash floods. Instantly, I was putting stuff about it last night. You could have known everything you wanted to know about that, plus everything else that happens around our area with that mobile app. Trust me, you want it. So let's all get that, shall we? Okay, we are going to wrap for the day. Thank you all for listening, and we will be back with you tomorrow.